It's Loving the Strange with Carrie Jones and Sean Farrar. Loving the Strange, a podcast for weirdos and those who want to be weirder, embrace the strange. New episodes every Saturday, live streaming Fridays. Loving the Strange. Check us out. Hey, welcome to Loving the Strange, where I'm doing the intro and Sean's staring at the screen.
I was watching something on Facebook, man.
That's not what you're supposed to do during your own podcast.
It's pretty cool, actually.
That is sort of like a sign to tell other people that we're not interesting.
That's not true at all. I was, I can't even begin to explain to you what I was watching, but it's cool.
Was it people passing out on amusement park rides?
Oh, no.
Was it?
I don't get those videos anymore. I used to get them all the time.
Was it pit bulls upside down?
I'm paying more attention to the podcast. Hey, D, happy Friday to you. Carrie didn't even know. No, it was taxidermy.
D, we're very glad you're here.
Yeah, we are.
So glad. D recently went to go see Hairspray, her favorite musical of all time.
Really?
Which I did not know. But yeah.
Well.
And had a really good time, I think.
D's a better person than I am.
D's a much better person than you are.
Because they have a favorite musical.
You don't have a favorite musical?
I don't particularly care for musicals. My favorite musical so far in my life is Hamilton. But that's because I took you there, and it was an experience for me.
It's the only musical you've ever seen.
That's not true. I've been forced to watch some.
It's the only musical you've ever seen.
Oh, probably, yes.
In a theater.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Probably.
And you know what? Shawnee's running for a warrant committee in our town, and he just lost the whole musical theater vote right there.
That's not true.
But to be fair... He listens to musicals when I make him sing.
Oh,
he said,
God,
it was amazing,
dude.
And she wants to go see it again. But holy cannoli, Batman.
Wait a minute. John Bell showed up from his kid's birthday party.
So John Bell.
Well, my kids, I mean them as plural.
John Bell is at a party. John Bell and Shawnee were best friends in Florida in high school, right? Where
yeah.
Shawnee grew up. And John married an amazing, brilliant, intelligent, who hopefully is watching right now so she can hear me give all the props, woman from Colombia, right? Originally?
I think so.
And their two twins are turning 15 right now. And they're having a huge party because that's part of the culture.
I didn't tell you where the party was.
Though. Where is the party?
I wish I was there.
Is that at an Olive Garden?
No, it's at a Brazilian steakhouse.
No way.
My favorite of all time.
It is. Oh, why aren't we there? We should be in Florida right now.
It's like, I don't even go to the salad bar. I gotta save room for the meats.
Whenever we're at a Brazilian steakhouse, of which there are none, Bar Harbor, Maine.
We gotta travel like 500 miles.
You have to go so far. Whenever we're at one, Shawnee and our daughter, Emmy, they both are like, yeah, you don't give me no salad. It's all meat all the time.
Although the salad bars are good. I do know that.
They are.
They got all the fixings.
But happy birthday, twins.
I asked John to wish them happy birthday for us.
Yay. So. Have a good party, all y'all.
Yeah.
Anyways, our podcast is about really bad fashion trends, and we're kind of focused on the U.S. because we're in the U.S. and that's what
we are. Crap, I didn't know that.
But we might take a few diversions,
yeah,
into the land of not the United States, right?
Possibly, I don't know.
And talk about some fashion trends that maybe shouldn't have happened, right? I'm sure none of those are happening at the Brazilian steakhouse where John Bell is.
No,
and I'm sure that none of those fashion trends happen in the musical Hairspray that Dee fangirls about, right? But
even the hairstyles?
I feel like there's a lot of fashion trends in that musical. But going back to that, Sean's favorite musical is Hamilton because it's the only musical I think he's ever seen in real life.
In real life, at a big theater, yeah.
Have you ever seen like community theater musicals?
Oh yeah, of course. Like high school stuff. I'm gonna take care of that. Never mind, she took it out of the room.
So our dog Pogie.
Our dog's going crazy right now.
We have a puppy Pogie, and she's in her teenage years. And she's a little naughty right now.
She hasn't had a walk yet, that's all.
It has a lot of energy.
It's not her fault. It's our fault.
It is our fault. Because we had a day today and she didn't get walked for a good amount of time yet. So anyways, fashion trends. Sean, do you have any fashion trend ideas, talks? Do you want me to start y'all?
I just rolled across one that actually is not really that important.
Is it related to Hairspray, the musical?
No. This is complex.com and it's a 90s fashion trends.
Yeah.
But this one has a legit thing and they don't even mention it.
Okay.
So have you ever seen somebody with a wallet, but it's got a chain?
Yes!
This is their thing. They call it chain wallets. And it says, perfect for showing how much of a badass you were, and also good for keeping track of where your shit was deep down in your long-ass jean pockets, which fits the 90s, right? But do you know where chain wallets came from?
No.
They have a legit purpose.
Okay, I'm ready.
And it's for bikers, like motorcycle people.
Oh.
Because if you're sitting on your bike and you're riding and your wallet happens to fall out, you're not going to lose it because it's connected to you by a chain.
There's cattail in the middle of your screen.
Oh, I know.
All right.
We got animals on the ass here.
A little chaotic right now.
So
in the 90s, people with chain wallets were really trying to emulate bikers like Harley Davidson.
That's where the badass image came.
Hell's Angels, yeah. Kind of like, and that made them feel tougher. Like that was like kind of the mojo that they were trying to ascribe to.
Here is like a nylon, like a trifold nylon wallet, like a surfer wallet, you know what I mean? Normally they were leather. You know, we sold tons of them when I worked for my grandparents at the Thunderbird Swap Shop in Fort Lauderdale.
So for those of you who don't know what Sean is talking about, when Shawnee was just a little baby Shawnee and only 6 feet tall instead of 6 foot six, he used to work for his grandparents at a flea market type store where they sold leather goods.
That's right.
There you go.
Dr. Buckle and Mr. Hyde, it was called.
It's not really the name.
Yeah. Instead of Dr. You get it right? No. Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde?
I got it.
And Hyde was spelled H-I-D-E.
For cowhide. Hyde, like cowhide?
Yeah. They used to manufacture their own belts from a cow hide. My Aunt Liz, that was her job as a teenager.
That explains so much.
Probably. A lot of chemicals involved in there.
I know. So Kate's watching over on YouTube and Kate says, I don't know who invented crop shirts, but it angers me. Like, I want the whole shirt. Thank you. Kate.
There's a lot of people who wear crop shirts that should have the whole shirt. That's all I've got to say. Plus a little bit.
I had two crop shirts in high school.
Yeah, but you were a little skinny mini.
That doesn't matter. Your body doesn't matter. I had two crop shirts in high school.
Yeah.
And one was like kind of like an orange, like a peach. And one was white, and they both had like kind of like a box net collar with lace around the top.
Were those your hookup shirts?
They were my hookup
shirts. Ah! What did you say? That was middle school?
High school, thank you very much.
Oh, I thought you said college the first time.
No, high school. Oh, it was high school.
I swear she said college. Did anybody else hear college? I think she's back checking.
I may have. If I did say college, I misspoke. Because when I went to college, it was all like grunge and you wear flannel.
Oh, you still wear flannel?
I live in Maine, buddy.
That's like, true.
It's part of Maine. And like, yeah, but in high school, I wore actual makeup and I wore crop shirts a couple times. And I also often wore them with, I'm so sorry, Kate, don't hate me. I often wore them with high-waisted skirts.
Wait, you wore makeup?
Yeah.
What kind of makeup?
All makeup.
Like lipstick and eyeliner and eyeshadow and...
And like and, all that and, stuff and that you put on your face.
And rouge and all that crap?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And
you don't
so,
even own makeup nowadays.
No, I don't. I do not. I don't.
She's got to sneak into Emily's room and put makeup on.
One of my favorite things that ever happened to me as an adult was, so I went to high school and I was kind of normal. I wore makeup. I wore crop shirts. I'm so sorry, Kate. And then, I did my hair. Although
you did your hair.
I did my hair.
What do you mean you did your hair?
I styled, like I blow dried my hair.
Why don't you do that shit for me?
Because I'm old now.
After this podcast, I expect the full makeover.
Not happening.
Tonight.
So I did all that stuff.
I want to see what you look like in high school.
Will you let me finish?
Yes.
Okay. And so then I moved to Maine and I went to a liberal arts college called Bates College, right? And it was not a place where you did your hair much. And like, we all listened to the Indigo Girls kind of, you know, and like, it was just, you'd be natural. Right. And I remember going home after college. I remember going home with my baby girl, Emmy. Like, so I'm just like a brand new mother. Right.
She was a baby girl.
Yeah. And my Nana goes, Carrie, I have always loved how you don't do your hair like these girls. No perms, no stupid bangs. You're just natural. This is natural beauty and that's what matters, right? I'm like, oh, Nana, I love you so much. The next day, my mom goes, Carrie, you used to be so pretty when you wore makeup.
That's because your mom hated your Nana.
I don't know.
She was using you as a pawn.
It was hysterical, though. But, like, I remember, like, I was really into pink eyeshadow for a long time. I was never good at that blue eyeshadow of the late 80s, early 90s.
No.
And, like, I never did the real heavy goth makeup because I just didn't have the skills, man. But there was a short time in my life where I put on like this really wicked white, like almost like clown makeup. It was like I was trying to be whiter. Like, look at me. I don't need to be any whiter. And like, I remember that. I'm embarrassed.
We need to check some comments, baby. I don't know.
All right, we're going in. Ready? So D says, I have a new love of crop tops since I've been working out.
D's just showing off.
She is showing off. D, you're too hot for us. And now you have abs, I bet, if you like those crop tops. So
probably.
We're just not good enough for you anymore, D. And Kate says, do not take offense to my cropped shirt hate.
She will not, because she hates crop shirts right
now. I do too, but you know, Kate, one of the big things that bothers me about crop shirts is they often cost more than full shirts. And it's like, there's so much less material, but you have to pay more because it's
just
trendy.
That's just a stupid American.
Yeah, that doesn't work for me. And Kate said, yes, they are good with high-waisted things. I concede to that. You can tell Kate's a lawyer. And also Crocs. I can't do them. Ick. I feel like I'm going to have enemies after this podcast.
No, not from us. I think Crocs. You know what? I never owned a pair of Crocs and I never will because I always felt like you're wearing shoes, but your feet are still going to get... You might as well be barefoot because they're still going to get dirty. It's like your feet sweat in there and then the dirt comes through the holes. And then you look. What do you have? Black feet with little... Or white feet or, you know...
Dirty feet.
You got skin-colored feet with dark circles on them.
Dirty.
Crocs are just trashy. Especially when you buy the little things that stick in them. Like the little You know what I'm talking about?
I don't know. Have any idea?
Yeah, yeah. You can buy the stuff to stick in the Crocs, and they're like little things, like mushrooms or animals or hearts or fairies or whatever. It's like little fairies? Fucking trinkets.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Stick in the little holes on top of the Crocs.
Yeah, I can.
And how does that feel? Rubbing on the top of your foot?
I don't know, babe, because I've never had Crocs.
Me neither.
Oh wait, I may have had Crocs.
Yeah, I'm sure you did. Nah, I don't know.
I didn't wear them, though. Someone bought me Crocs.
I would never wear Crocs.
You know what I really hate? And I'm going to... Kate said that they're going to not have any friends after this podcast. I'm going right in there with you, Kate. What I really hate is Tevas with socks. That bothers me.
Are you taking my thing now?
No, I just had an ex-husband who wore Tevas with socks.
We're going to lose some listeners now.
I know, but especially in Bar Harbor.
Socks are hideous. And they're so popular here in our town.
So popular.
Sandals with wool socks.
Sean has just lost his sandals with wool socks.
I probably
as well.
Just lost my election. For
he lost the total election because of this podcast.
I don't care.
So Kate says, also Crocs, I can't do them. Ick, I feel I'm going to make enemies after that podcast, after this podcast. Oh, Kate, you're such a liar, but I love you.
She's
Kate.
Not a liar. She's absolutely, absolutely on the mark there.
No.
You are naturally beautiful.
Kate said, OMG, Carrie, you're naturally beautiful. I'm just going to leave that and move on because it's embarrassing, but. Thank you for being the one person who believes that, Kate. D said...
That makes two of us.
All right. One Jesus of two people.
Christ.
D
Nothing
said...
Nothing I say matters in Carrie's world.
That's it. Because he's married to me. He has to schmooze. D said, I do not have abs. My tummy is getting flat. Plus, it's cooler when you work out.
Cooler as in trendy? Or well, she does. D does live in Georgia, so...
Yeah, I think it's probably super hot there. And D ended up by saying... Crocs are hideous.
They are hideous. It's like the only thing worse than Crocs, and most of our listeners may not even be aware of them, was those goddamn jelly shoes. Remember
jelly
those?
Shoes?
Those, yes.
Emmy wore jelly shoes.
They are hideous.
They smell weird.
That's that's foot odor, baby.
What?
That's dirty foot odor.
No.
Oh, yeah.
No, I truly believe that jelly shoes have a very particular
smell. Well, they probably do because they're made out of a soft plastic.
Do you know that if you look... That's a dog. That's a dog.
Okay. Knock it off.
She's playing. She's trying to get Sparty, her old dog, to play. But Sparty's like 12 years old and he's like, I don't play anymore.
Look, she's in my camera.
Oh, look. But Pogi's like, everyone should play.
She's
right?
Crazy.
All right. Anyway, so there's actually, like, if you look up jelly shoes, you can get a link that says, are jelly shoes toxic?
They probably are.
And it says, quote, some jelly shoes, and this is from tacticsforwinners.com, which is the most amazing website name ever. It says some jelly shoes made in the past were found to contain harmful chemicals like phthalates, which raised concerns about their safety. However, many modern jelly shoes are produced with non-toxic, eco-friendly materials.
They're still gross. I didn't even know they still made them.
Apparently, yeah.
It's nasty. It's like wearing gummy worms around your feet.
Do you think you can eat a jelly shoe?
Well, it's awful chewy, but probably you could.
All right. Baby.
I've got one, once again, from the 90s, from complex.com.
All right.
That I never, ever, ever, I'm not fashion conscious, so. But it was the United Colors of Benetton. You remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Why'd you make a face? You probably had a couple of those shirts, didn't you?
Oh. I made a face because our dog just licked my toe.
Oh, well. Because you were talking about jelly shoes.
Maybe.
I thought you had some dirty sweat there.
Ew, that's so gross.
That's what jelly shoes give you. And Crocs.
I've never had jelly shoes, have you?
Why would I have a pair of jelly shoes?
Why not?
Do men wear jelly shoes?
Yeah. Not men who are comfortable in their masculinity are
going to... Oh, really? Yeah. I'm pretty comfortable. I'd rather wear a skirt than a jelly shoe.
I think you could rock a skirt.
I'd rather wear a pair of your panties than a jelly shoe.
I feel like that might be a fetish, but I could see that as well.
It's not a fetish because I don't. Oh, but I would
they
rather...
wouldn't fit you.
What?
They wouldn't fit
you. No, they wouldn't fit me.
You'd break
but I'd rather.
What?
I said I'd still rather do it.
Do you know I once walked in on my dad wearing my mom's underwear?
I'm sorry.
I'm just
that explains know. A lot. Thank you. You just cleared up so much. You know, I've seen my mother in my dad's underwear before.
Yeah, but she was pregnant.
She was pregnant.
That makes it even worse, honestly.
I don't like to think about it.
I think you're thinking about it right now.
No, I really don't like to think about it.
Anyways, tell me a trend, babe.
I just told you one.
What?
You gotta say something.
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
So, in Harper's Bazaar, there is a website full of slides that you have to click through. So you have to go through all the ads, right? And it tells you all the worst fashion.
Trashion is a good word.
I know. I think I should make that a real word. It tells you the worst fashion trends of each decade. And so it begins in the 1900s. Do you want to guess what the worst fashion trend was?
That begins in when?
The 1900s.
No. Okay.
It's corsets, man. Corsets.
That's what I was going to guess.
And it says, quote,
internal.
Well, then you should have guessed it.
I should have.
Got
I couldn't think of the name of them. That's why I didn't guess.
Dude, you want to put your ovaries front and center and balls up and like guess, right? So in the 1900s, it's corsets. And it says, quote, internal organ damage, broken ribs, hours to get dressed. There is such a thing as doing too much for fashion, and corsets are it.
That, yeah, well, that's not the only thing ever.
No.
Like,
but I don't want to
I think it was Chinese culture a long time ago.
Oh, like when
the
you,
shoes,
with the binding with of the your toes.
Binding of the feet, yeah.
I want my aunt, I don't know if I should tell this. My aunt Athley once thought that I had been reincarnated from the Chinese culture because of
that's appropriate.
It's my aunt Athlete. And she's dead now, so she doesn't care. But she thought that I was because I naturally walked with my toes kind of curled under. And she's like, that's left over from your past life.
Because what? You walked on your toes?
Like, here's my foot, right? Here's a normal foot.
Yeah.
It's all spread out. Your toes are nice and flat against the earth. But as a little kid, my toes, I kind of like curled them under while I walked.
Yeah.
So she thought that was like left over from a past life. To be fair.
She was a drinker, huh?
Yes. But to be fair, Aunt Athlete, she was a Hollywood. Like, she was married to art director for MGM who eventually won an Oscar, but they divorced and then she married a dentist to the Hollywood stars. But she was very cool and a drinker. But she also believed that she herself was a reincarnated fig tree. And I never understood I never understood why figs, honestly.
Because she was all wrinkled?
No, she was beautiful. I loved her so much. All right. Anyways, Kate says, navy suit with black shoes. I hate it. I know that's how the style originally started, but it makes my eye twitch. Navy with black at all. Don't wear blavy. Blavy.
I like that. Blavy.
Kate's brilliant. Kate, I will never do blavy just because I will always think of you.
I have one that's also probably from the 90s.
Is it related to Blavy?
Well, it's a different site. I don't think so.
What's the site, Boo?
Insider.com.
All right.
And it's acid washed and stone washed denim.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Particularly acid washed. You remember how popular that was?
Yeah.
Ugh, man.
Dude, acid washed is just nasty.
Yeah, it is.
It just sounds nasty. Like, why would you want to wear any clothing with
that
the word?
That looks like you spilled bleach all over yourself.
I know, but like, why wear a piece of clothing that has the word acid in it? You know, like. That's nasty.
I don't know. Maybe you like acid.
All right. So in the 1910s, according to Harper, the worst fashion trend was the hobble skirt.
Oh, I have that on one of my sites.
Really?
Yeah.
So it says, sure, they look chic, but walking in these heavy and constricting floor-length hemlines, it's no easy task.
No good.
Imagine wearing a tight ankle-length pencil skirt and having no choice but to move at a glacial pace. No fun.
I have one that's from the old times.
All right.
It's from savoirflair.com. S-A-V-O-I-R.
Yeah.
And it's Chopins or Chopins.
What? What is that?
It's the original platform shoe.
Oh.
But you know, back then, shoes were like before you used to.
Yeah.
So it was like either silk or velvet.
Yeah.
On top of wooden or cork blocks that look like they're like 6 inches high.
Ooh.
And its original purpose was to keep your feet from getting muddy.
Really?
Yeah. But it also made you a little taller.
I could use those.
But apparently, you know. They weren't like a what do you call it, like a platform shoe maybe or something.
Yeah.
Today.
Yeah.
With a little curvature to make your feet, it was like flat. It was the same height. It was like literally strapping wooden blocks to your feet and trying to walk on them.
Dude, that sounds amazing.
It's horrible.
Why do you think it's horrible?
Just trying to walk in them.
Really?
You gotta walk like. Flat footed, like clunk, clunk, clunk. There's no toe to heel or heel to toe. You know what I mean?
Yes. Guess what I did?
What?
I changed my virtual background, so it looks like we have a very posh house.
Well, it looks like you're in the living room, though.
I know. And there's a grand piano.
People can see you right behind me.
Yeah, whatever.
If I move my head.
They know us pretend.
He's so
mean. So there's also worst fashion trends from the 1920s, which are something called the cloche hat. And that's really what I was trying to do here. I wanted to share this image, but first say hi to Doug.
Doug!
Marshall.
Hello, Doug.
Yeah.
Doug Marshall.
Because, like, I don't really know how to describe this hat, honestly. So let's see if we can get that in. Can you see that?
Now I can.
Yeah, like what
it's
is
like
that?
Like a bucket hat.
It kind of, right? But
yeah.
Like not. I don't know. Like it's sort of like a. I think it's very similar to a hat. I kind
of. It's like somebody's relative was knitting them a hat, but didn't know how to make a brim.
Yeah.
So they just made a little bucket.
Yeah, and.
They use it for haircuts.
Yeah. And so that's considered one of the worst fashion trends in the 1920s. And then in the 1920s, there's also bathing suit dresses.
Well, that was just a bathing suit style back then.
I know. And they're like props to all the women who managed to stay a lot afloat while swimming in these taffeta dresses.
Well, here's my question.
Yes.
If you're wearing one of those as a bathing suit, do you have to wear underwear?
It's a bathing suit. No one wears underwear with a bathing suit, do they?
Ah, sweet. So you're freaking going commando.
You're not commando if you're in a swimsuit.
Those things didn't have things sewn into them like they
do
nowadays.
Oh, my gosh, it's Johnny.
The 1920s.
All right. So apparently in the 1930s, T-strap shoes and heeled Oxfords were some of the worst fashion trends. And I'm kind of into these.
What?
these shoes.
You don't own any.
I know, but I think I'd wear them if I spent money on shoes.
For what?
For what? What do you mean?
What? Why would you wear them?
For I what? Like them.
For what occasion? They're not good for walking around town.
Oh, well. Maybe. Maybe not. Maybe if I went to
When's
a Taylor
last time
Swift
you
concert.
Wore a heel of any sort, baby.
1922. So another one.
You probably hurt your ankle.
So another one in the 1940s are these really weird mini bowler hats.
Well, that's just stupid.
And they're these hats, and they don't kind of, I don't know how they even keep them on their head. Maybe they'd use bobby pins or
probably.
Something. Like,
yeah, yeah.
It makes no sense. And then in the 1950s, there was a fashion trend of white gloves. Elegant, yes. Practical, no. How is one supposed to indulge in finger food while wearing these?
You don't.
No.
All you it's like when you go to somebody's house for dinner party, you just check to see how dirty their shit is.
And then in the 1950s, they're mean to poodle skirts and say, look, everyone loves poodles. Not true. But that isn't a good enough reason to embroider them onto a skirt.
Poodles don't wear skirts anyways.
You gotta
get off of this. It doesn't show enough of my face. There you go. That's better.
What?
Yeah.
Who's
the
narcissist?
I need my face on the screen.
Who's the narcissist, babe? So Kate says that she loves a good Oxford.
Dude,
thank
you. You skipped like four freaking comments there.
Yes, I'm gonna go back.
Okay.
Because a good Oxford. I agree with Kate, and Kate's agreeing with me, so Kate's getting priority.
I don't know
right
what
now.
An Oxford is.
The shoes, babe. The
I don't
shoes.
Know what the style
the
is.
Taylor Swift shoes.
I don't,
that you said I couldn't walk
Taylor
through.
Taylor Swift wears.
We just showed them.
All I know is that Taylor Swift concerts are so long, the Uber fans wear adult diapers so they don't have to go to the bathroom.
Is that true?
I just heard it on the radio today.
Really?
Yeah.
But there's bathrooms at concert venues.
They don't want to miss any of the songs, baby.
Wow.
That's right.
Why don't you just dehydrate yourself before the concert?
Why? You know, I don't know.
I don't understand people. D said the suit was ugly.
That
Doug said.
Suit. That main suit was ugly.
Doug said about.
1962.
About 1962, boys' shirts with elbow patches, and maybe men's too.
I've never liked anything with elbow patches,
I have,
including the tweed jacket.
I have to tell you, Doug and Sean, that I have a brown flannel shirt in a bin somewhere that I really loved until my boobies got too big to wear it anymore. And it had patches. On the elbow.
That's fine, baby. We don't have to agree on everything.
All right. Kate said low-rise jeans. Ah! Those were a 90s, early 2000 ick. I agree. I had a friend who wore those all the time.
Yeah.
And it took everything in my whole soul to not reach over and pull up her pants.
Is he wearing with a crop shirt?
It wasn't like 100% crop. It was like an Abercrombie and Fitch tight fitted t-shirt that just barely hit below the belly
button. The side strap of her underwear stick up just above the waistband.
Yeah.
Of her jeans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's a married lady with two kids.
Then or now?
Both.
Really? That's horrible.
And I was always like, I want to pull up your pants. I want to pull up your pants. I want to pull up your pants.
You can't pull them up. They're up.
I took everything inside of me to not reach over and pull up those pants. Because the thing is, like, my little lovely hobbit daddy, his pants rode right that same place.
Yeah, but they weren't low rise.
No.
That's just how old men's jeans wear. You know, that's how mine rides. You don't have any, you got no butt.
You do have no butt, baby. You have no butt. You need to go work out with Dean, trying to do some squats and
no
get some
hips,
ass.
No
but
butt
like,
to hold those pants up anymore.
But like, if I could get you to do early morning gym runs with Dee, we'd be
I'm
all
not
set.
Going down to Georgia every morning to fucking work out.
And I honestly don't know if you're capable of building a gluteus maximus.
Probably not. I'd have to get some implants or something.
I think you need. One time, my Amazon account got hacked.
Jesus Christ.
it got hacked while we were in a hotel in Seattle. And somebody,
true story,
and somebody ordered butt implants.
They weren't implants.
I'm sorry, but
like you get at the doctor's office.
What were they?
They were butt accentuators, but you wore them like, I don't know,
under your
inside
pants,
inside your underwear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Amazon was like, "We really don't think this is you." And I'm like, yeah.
Me. Nah. Carrie's got naturally beautiful butt.
Carrie has naturally no butt, but Carrie can't care. It's really interesting too, because butts, I feel like this isn't like a perfect fashion trend, but butts are,
well, butts is a fashion trend.
Butts are in women, and I'm not sure about men, but in women, they're hot now. Like, you want a butt, like you want a chonky chunk butt, right? Like with like that curve, and like you can grab onto it. But in the late 80s, early 90s, and in the 1960s, you didn't want any butt. Everybody wanted a runner's butt, not a runner's butt who did like fast sprints with power running.
No, they had bigger butts.
No, they wanted long distance runner butts, like the non-existent butt.
That's right.
And sadly, that butt is no longer in fashion, Sean.
I don't care. I like your butt. I can grab both cheeks in one hand.
I was talking about your butt, baby.
My butt? I don't have a butt.
Exactly. The non-existent long distance runner.
I'm like a marathon runner.
But you're like an ultra marathon runner butt. Like there's no butt there ever.
I can't run down the block, but I got the butt.
You can too. Sean's a very good sprinter. And if he's angry, it's terrifying how quickly he can run. It's the weirdest thing I've ever seen. Because Sean in real life is like a slow moving, you can kind of tell he's originally from the South kind of man, right? Like he's just like, he ambles. He's got a weird John Wayne kind of walk. He moves slowly. He takes his time thinking about things before he goes to action. But the moment there's a threat or a little tiny piece of danger, he moves so fast. And it's shocking. It's so shocking. The end. I appreciate that about you, though.
I'm glad you did.
Why do you think that is?
Why?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay. That's deep.
I don't know. Jesus Christ.
You're swearing at me and taking the Lord's name in vain. And all our Christian viewers are going
to
be so upset. I'm moving in. D said, I wouldn't mind wearing a poodle skirt. D, do you want to come to Maine in the middle of winter?
Why?
Because then she could go to the that dance thing.
Where? At the Seal Cove Auto Museum?
No, the one that you're part of.
Oh, the Hayseeders Ball.
Yes. So in Bar Harbor, there's a dance every year called the Hayseeders Ball. And the tradition was that it was because our town is so full of very, very wealthy people like the Rockefellers and the Astors. Historically, everybody else gave them a giant middle finger and made their own ball. And now that tradition has continued across the decades and a century. And so all of us people who live here full time, who are not Rockefellers, dress up in clothing of the past and go to this ball. That's kind of like, imagine it's in a VFW hall. But the cool thing about, even though it's not, but the cool thing about it is that you get to dress up in clothing of the past. And I have a poodle skirt, D, that I would give you if you wanted to come up and visit us and go to this ball. Yeah. It would be awesome.
It would be.
All right. So Doug said, and Doug, you're invited too. Doug said, for a brief period in the late 60s, early 70s, there was a no bra look.
Oh, that
Doug,
still exists up here, babe.
I'm so surprised that you brought that up.
We have something called the College of Atlantic. It's the no bra, no razor look.
There is a no bra. Wait. Steve said, ha ha, butt baby.
For me.
All right, man.
He never makes fun of you.
He always makes fun of me.
Not on here.
Steve and Amanda And Shawnee and I are thinking about creating a new podcast about sex stuff.
I don't know if any of these people want to listen to that podcast. I don't think they heard you. I was talking over you. What's it going to be about?
Sex stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. We won't be able to have it on Facebook, though.
No.
But let me know if you're into that. Okay. And then not into, but
it's
like,
going to be called Sex After Divorce.
And basically everybody else is like really sex positive, and I'm hi, Carrie Repression. And then we have Dee saying, I do not want a chonky butt. I like the butt I have. I'm sure it's a great butt.
Yeah, sure, I don't know about your butt, but I like the way you're thinking about not having a Kardashian butt.
No, you don't need to. Like, be happy with the butt you have, honestly. That's my theory. Even Sean should be happy.
I am happy with the butt I have.
For lack of butt. Dee says, yes, I want to come. I got to get a skirt. All right. You need to come, Dee. That would be amazing. I will make Steve and Amanda come too, and maybe we can even get Doug.
Oh, Doug would probably love it.
I feel like it'll be a hard sell for Kate, though. But
what?
I feel like it'd be a hard sell for Kate to get her to come, but I would really love that, too.
Unless he was just in a festive mood.
Yeah. We could all wear poodle skirts.
The only thing to do there is drink and dance, I guess.
They have, what are the food? What's the food that they have?
Donuts, and they have salted cod. And, like, I think they have some cheeses and stuff, but it's
the weirdest thing. But it's kind of amazing. Doug said not to judge, which means he's judging.
That's
but
right.
Kardashian button are grotesque. I think he means butts.
He did say butts
down below. Kate says she has a poodle skirt.
Kardashian butts are gross.
And Dee says, When is it? I might not have to take off work. It's in the winter, D. So it's during the school year.
It's like, yeah, it is. It's March?
I think so. March or February.
Towards the end of March.
And we're also going to have a podcast with D as soon as I can get an understanding of how to do that, because it has one extra layer of difficulty for me. And Kate said, are you all asking me on a date?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, Dee. Yes. Like, yeah, I guess we are, as long as you wear your poodle skirt. Because if so, yes! Woo! I love Kate and Dee.
We can put Kate and Dee up in our other house, too.
It would be really fun.
They can have a whole house to themselves.
Oh my gosh, that would be amazing, actually. Maybe we should do that. All right, so
Doug.
I don't even know. You gotta read Doug.
It says, check out Carolyn Becky's blog for sex stuff.
Steve Boucher, if you're still on that, you gotta go in there. All right, Chris said, can you read this? Because I'm gonna go look that up.
Yeah, you look it up, because I don't know what it is. Have you covered Z Cavarici pants yet? No, we haven't, but we're going to now, because if you mention it, it's gotta be good.
Because it's Chris! Maybe we can even get Chris to go to the Hayseeders with us.
Oh, God, I can't imagine Chris hasn't had the opportunity to go to Hayseeders.
I think Chris just wouldn't go to the Hayseeders.
I think Chris and his partner going to the Hayseeders would be fantastic.
Well, anytime Chris goes anywhere is fantastic. Chris, is this it?
Oh, one of those like hammer pants?
Oh.
No, not exactly.
Look at those vintage pieces of awesome.
High-waisted, thin-waisted, and baggy below, right?
Sean, did you ever have these?
Hell no.
I had something similar to these. Look at those.
I didn't own anything other than Wranglers.
Those Wranglers.
Jesus. Who do you think you're talking to, baby?
You know, sometimes I have... I had these jeans.
Yeah, I can see you in a pair of those.
I rocked those jeans in my high school years.
You should get a pair now. We can role play, baby.
No, I don't want to role play the 80s.
Come on, high school.
Chris said if he can dress like Minnie Pearl, he'll go.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. You go, Chris.
And what was Minnie Pearl on? Hee Haw?
Minnie Pearl. I'm going to go get you a picture of Minnie Pearl.
I know who Minnie Pearl is, but she was on a show.
She was, was it Hee Haw? I mean, she was always on the Grand Ole Opry stuff. Hold on.
That images aren't going to tell you what she was on.
I know. I just wanted to share with everyone.
That's an ancient picture. That's like when she was a baby.
Okay, sorry.
You didn't ever saw Minnie Pearl looking like
How's
that.
How's that one?
There you go.
All right. So now Minnie.
I'll find out.
Minnie Pearl was on Hee Haw from 1969.
Yeah! I want some credit for that.
Baby, your country boy just showed up so hard.
That's got nothing to do with country.
That's totally a country boy. And Chris said, yeah, Hee Haw. I didn't know Hee Haw continued into the 90s. Like when I think about Hee Haw, I think that was like a show before my birth. Like
it was not.
The 1960s.
I used to have to watch that all the time.
You did?
Yeah, when I was a baby, like not a baby, but you know, less than 10.
Do you think that those hats, like the Minnie Pearl hat with all the stuff on the top, was like a fashion trend of hell?
Yeah, but it was also kind of cool. Like, think about it. You can make your own statement. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. You can put whatever you want on there.
Like poodles?
You can have live animals on there. You can build a little cage and put some birds in there.
Oh, my God.
Chris.
He said, Hee Haw, Little House on the Prairie, and Lawrence Welk on the weekends.
On Sundays, dude. That's what I used to have to watch. I never had to watch Little House on the Prairie because it was always older people controlling the television.
And they weren't into Hee Little Haw House?
And Lawrence Welk. And then they let me watch the Disney always on Sunday evenings at like 8 o'clock or 7 o'clock. It was always the Disney movie.
Oh.
Yeah.
What a special little boy you were.
I was fairly treated.
I used
to get to eat olives out of the martinis.
That's very cute. So one of the worst fashion trends, according to the Harper Bazaar people, was in the 1960s with pattern tights.
What the hell do you think women wear now?
Exactly. That was my point. Like, my point was, like, that's the leggings right now. Like, people run in that.
Yeah.
Chris said Carol Burnett.
That's what it was called, the Magical World of Disney.
Yes. He said.
And then there was a wildlife show, too. Mutual of Omaha's.
Wild Kingdom?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice job.
Thank you.
That was my Sunday lineup.
That's really cute.
If I could survive the bubbles of Lawrence Welk, I got to watch.
In the 1960s, there was also a trend of futuristic fashion where everybody was
wearing tinfoil.
Yeah, metallic skin tight pants, which they said are no one's friend. But I honestly think both those people in that photo are kind of rocking them. And then there were baby doll dresses. Being an adult is pretty terrible, but dressing like a small child is equally terrible and next level creepy. I've got to say, people are doing that now too. And in the 1970s, one of their worst trends is patchwork peasant skirts.
I think the worst thing about that picture is the vest.
Really?
Yeah.
It looks Ukrainian almost.
No, you don't. Those vests were like popular. They were like the Girl Scout vests. Only a different color.
Speaking of vests.
Yeah.
Here we see the queen, now dead, in a sweater vest. And they said they're truly not flattering on anyone. And then my favorite fashion trend is the jumpsuits for men.
Oh, yeah.
And I am very sad that I didn't get to know you in the 70s.
I never wore a jumpsuit, baby. Not once in my life.
Nor were you a grown-up man in the 70s, because I would have loved to see you in a jumpsuit, my friend.
I'd rather wear a friggin', what's it called? Like a leotard with the button, the snaps in the crotch or something?
Oh, my gosh. All right, so Chris said, I have a guest that wore nude pants the other day. I saw her from behind. But I was sure I was going to see a wet squirrel on the front before I noticed her.
You know, the squirrels don't have hair nowadays, Chris. They're the hairless squirrels.
I think backwards. What? From that comment, Doug Marshall said Hee Haw was on CBS starting in 1969 for 2 years and then went into local syndication all around the country. Ugh. Chris said Judy Noonan liked her baby doll dresses.
Come on, Chris.
Now we're going to be sad because Judy's dead.
That's
Chris.
Not why I said, come on, Chris.
Oh, my God. All right, moving on. Kate said, leather pants. Ew. Makes Victoria not so secret.
Makes Victoria sweaty. And smell like leather.
And she said Canadian tuxedos, too.
Oh.
Kate, one time.
Yeah, like, that's what I was going to. Carrie's got a story about that.
It's not a good story.
But you wore Canadian tuxedos.
Yeah, because we said, let's all wear Canadian tuxedos. And so we all went to the Dog and Pony Bar and Grill in our Canadian tuxedos. And there's an image of me somewhere on Facebook wearing my jean jacket and my jeans. With my friends. There, that's the story. Chris said she's egging you on for role play, Sean.
Oh, she doesn't have to egg me on.
I do. If it's going to, you don't have a jumpsuit.
What?
You don't have a jumpsuit, man. You need to get one.
Well, if you go down two more comments. All right, there you jump right to it.
I wish I'd seen you in a pantsuit.
Which I would, you know what I'd wear is one of those like disco suits with the really tight pants and their bell bottoms at the bottom.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I would love that.
I would do that.
That would be fun.
Yeah.
Could we wear that to the Hayseeders ball?
It's not the right time frame by any means, but you can wear anything you want there.
And Chris can wear like the mini pearl.
I want to see Chris's mini pearl.
And Kate and Dee will come in their poodle skirts. And it will be the best Hayseeders ball ever, honestly. Yeah. Actually. We'll make it this year. We'll make it ours. Kate said, oh, no, sorry for the hate. LOL. I bet you looked exquisite.
There's no hate there.
Oh, God, we're fine.
It was all in jest.
And Chris said, be careful. She get a night fever.
She gets a night fever.
Just talking. Yeah. So there you go.
She got a thing for the night fever.
What?
Nothing.
Okay.
She gets the sweats, if you know what I mean.
I don't get sweats.
I know. It was like code for something else. But never mind. Chris will get it.
Okay. Then maybe you can both explain it to me.
Explain it to you later.
Okay. So do you have any, before we go, because we've already wasted an hour.
We haven't wasted anything.
Not truly talking about trends, but just truly talking. Do you have any ridiculous... Oh, I'm not even putting that comment up, Christopher Walsh, because I hate that word.
She does hate that word.
Hate that
you
word.
You gotta use anything but that word.
Hate that word. Look at him laugh. We're not putting that comment up. All right, here, let me talk. Ready?
If we had a podcast, it was just us and Chris, we could have a good conversation.
Oh my God, it would be the best podcast. So, on methodshop.com, they have the 23 silly 90s fads that were definitely cool then, but aren't now, which is kind of amazing. Look at Kate. She's like, what word? Moist?
Yes, Kate.
Yes, Kate. Yes, thank you very much. I hate that word.
Wet. Super wet.
Anyways, here are the 23 silly 90s fads that are just icky, but not as icky as the word moist. Ready?
Well, when you say it like that.
Fanny packs. Moist. Did you ever have a fanny pack, my friend? Please say no. Sean, did you have a fanny pack?
Only one. But it was a very male reason.
We're getting divorced right now.
You want to hear when I had a fanny pack?
Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I was given a fanny pack when I was working for the DEA.
Oh my God.
And it was used to carry your gun.
You put a gun in a weapon. Fanny pack?
Yes, when you have nothing else to hide it, to conceal it, you put it in there.
But you don't look like a man who would have a fanny pack.
Yeah, I never used it.
Oh my God. All right, then we have grunge fashion. I'm sorry, I kind of like grunge, so I don't like the fact that they think it's a horrible trend. They think downloading songs from Napster was a horrible trend, and Beanie Babies, etc.
Beanie Babies was a horrible trend, but that's not fashion.
The Rachel haircut. Rachel was a character on Friends.
These are not all fashion things.
No, but they're interesting.
Because if you're going to say that, the worst than the Rachel haircut was the, what was that other girl's name on Friends there?
Phoebe?
No. No, the other one.
Monica?
What was her name? No.
Monica, Phoebe, and Rachel.
What were their real names?
Courtney Cox.
Courtney Cox Dance.
Oh, that was from...
From Bruce Springsteen's
video. Yeah, yeah. Overalls are considered a very bad 90s trend. And I have to tell you that I recently talked to someone who told me about the person that I asked them about. Oh, they filled out those overalls in a very fine way. Which was possibly the creepiest thing they had ever told me.
Depends on what part they're filling out.
I don't know. It was creepy. Susie said, hi, send a messenger note. Have a good night. Okay. And then Dee said, Furbies were creepy as crap.
Furbies were creepy as crap.
And Chris said, you read it.
Are we talking about fannies pack? Fanny packs, or as in the 80s from Brady movie strap-ons?
Wait, what's that mean?
Well, I'm assuming it's still a fanny to pack, but. Because I never saw a strap-on in the Brady Bunch.
Aww. So Susie said in Messenger that she had a ban the MIDI button from a radio promotion in Boston because MIDIs were skirts that came like to their mid-calf.
Yeah.
And people wanted to ban them because they were too risque. And in high school, she said, we were not allowed to wear pantsuits when they first came out. So a bunch of us girls wore granny dresses to school with long sleeves and high collars and an ankle length hem.
Well, that's boring.
That's just so sad.
Not the store.
No, just like, can you imagine like mid-calf length skirts were like risque?
Yeah. That's pretty long.
Yeah.
I mean, I think when I was in high school, I think the rule was like knee length for girls. Guys could show up in like a Speedo, but girls had to wear knee length skirts.
That's just ridiculous. I kind of don't like Speedos. Like, I know in Europe and Canada, they're okay, but in South and Central America...
Oh, I don't like them either.
But there's nothing more of a turnoff to me.
Because I need like a cod piece. But you know what? No, it's better than just the Speedo is those ones that have like a... have like the straps that go up and over your shoulders. Have you ever seen those?
Yeah, I think that's... Yeah, I don't know how I'm going to find that, but I'll try to find that. Kate said -10 for Speedos. And Chris Walsh said the Jane Fonda movie they called the fanny pack a strap.
Oh, that's awesome.
I don't know what that means.
Somebody had a sense of humor there.
Do you have something? Because I'm looking something up.
I'll read Doug's next comment.
Okay, what is it?
It's directed at me. It says, Sean, boxers or briefs or commando?
Oh, no one wants to know that, Doug.
I gave up tighty whities a long time ago, and I wear boxers, but, you know, I prefer commando for caring.
You mean for sleeping?
Oh, for sleeping, yeah, that's total command. It's don't interrupt me because I'm not ready.
I can't find an image of that horrible.
I don't know.
I found it. All right, hold on. So there's this thing.
Is it a fat Canadian guy wearing one?
No, it's on a mannequin, thank God.
Oh,
are you really that disappointed?
Well, yeah.
All right, it's basically a man's Speedo with shoulder straps.
Yeah, and, just like that.
And to me, this is the worst fashion trend that has ever existed. Oh, Chris sent us a link.
I know, but I can't copy the whole thing because I don't have any control over the comment.
That's because I don't give you any control.
Excuse me.
That's why he burps on a podcast. So professional. But, like, look at that. That is, like, to me.
I'd wear one of those.
No, you would not.
In our bedroom.
You're such a lying liar, Elias. You lie.
Not to bed, but, you know, to bed.
Can you wear it to the Hayseeder Spa?
No. Not in public.
Please.
So what's the YouTube link?
I don't know. I can't get to it right now.
Oh.
All right.
All right.
Yeah. So then when we go to the 80s for the Harpers, I'm trying to get through this because I feel like I started it. Ready?
Sure.
Okay. So I don't know if you ever did this, baby, but a lot of people that I knew put safety pins through their faces.
No, I never had any facial piercings.
Never?
I had one ear ring. That's it.
That you did yourself, right? Because you're a gangster.
That's right.
All right. And then we
ice
have
cubes and a potato.
Leg warmers.
Well, that's no.
I currently own leg warmers.
Well, yeah, because you're always cold.
And I'm amazed by this picture.
Carrie wears leg warmers with her flannel shirts in the summertime.
Shut up. Look at my point here is look at how her leg warmers are halfway down her feet.
They are halfway down her feet, aren't they?
Yeah, Jane Fonda. And then they said one of the worst things in the 80s was that everyone wore every color in the world at once.
That's like the United Colors of Benetton.
And I've got to say, why not? Man, why the hell not?
Because you look like a fucking clown, that's why.
And then they said everything on Madonna in this photo.
Yeah, Madonna had horrible fashion sense.
No, in the 80s and 90s. She's just wearing her jean jacket backwards. She's got her innie outie belly button right there. And it's all good. And 8,000 rubber bracelets. And it's, then
those are
the hammer pants. Which
oh,
are
hammer pants.
As Harper said, when not even the founder of a fashion trend can manage to pull the look off, that's when you know there's a problem. Did you ever have hammer pants, babe?
No, God. Come on.
I had hammer pants.
I'm sure you did.
I did. I rocked them, too. I believe you. I did.
Sweatbands.
They're kind of like boho hammer pants. And then sweatbands, which currently exists now too.
In Bar Harbor.
Yes. And then sweaters tied around the neck.
Which also currently exists.
In Bar Harbor. And then acid wash jeans.
Yeah.
Which we talked about earlier.
I think I owned one pair of acid wash jeans. In my life.
And then apparently these people don't like butterflies. Because they're very anti the fact that butterflies were hair accessories and clothing.
I think it's a full shirt. It's like that is what she's wearing on her chest is a butterfly.
Yeah, it's Mariah Carey. She can do what
she
wants.
She's
a diva.
Boobies.
And then in the 1990s, color tinted sunglasses, blossom hats. Did one of our friends go out with Blossom?
I don't know.
I think so.
I don't remember. I mean.
And then t-shirts over long sleeve shirts.
You know, that's just ridiculous.
Still happening in Bar Harbor.
Two layers of shirts.
1990s popcorn shirts.
Don't know even what that is.
All right, well, if you look at the image. That's,
I see the image, but what's he holding in her hand?
That's right? The popcorn shirt.
That's
before,
what it looks like before you put it on?
Yeah, it stretches out.
Are you kidding me?
No. Did you never have a lady or a man friend who had a popcorn shirt?
Not that I'm aware of.
All right. Then parachute pants.
I remember parachute pants.
And,
sure.
Oh, my God. Stop it. Oh, my God. They're just doing next.
Well, just go away from this stupid site.
Oh, it's the last one. That's
oh,
it,
that's
man.
Why.
parachute pants is their last thing. So Kate says, parachute pants, the bottom of your pants were always ripped and dirty. I believe that, actually.
Kate must own some parachute pants.
I think Kate rocks some parachute pants. So, yeah. There you go. Bad fashion.
That was a fast hour right there.
That's because you and I had fun. God knows if anybody else did, but we did, and I guess that matters, right?
Hell yeah.
And maybe Chris.
Well, we're going to go upstairs and do some role playing.
No, we're not. But we are going to try to convince everybody to come to Bar Harbor for the Hayseeders dance.
Oh, yeah.
Because that would be amazing,
That would be amazing.
Yeah. Dee and Kate and anybody they want to bring.
All you got to do is pay for your airfare. We'll provide the housing.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
You don't even have to rent a hotel room.
I know. You all should come. You should come. I'm so totally serious.
And all the salted cod you want.
It's gross. We'll go out to dinner first. You don't want to eat there.
If there's any restaurants open.
Then we'll make dinner. But like, you don't want to eat there. It's legitimately gross.
I'll cook dinner for you.
Sean's a pretty good cook.
Pretty good?
Pretty good.
That's it?
Yeah.
Pretty good.
I'm so sorry. Sean is the best cook that
has ever
existed on this face of this earth. And I'm so lucky to be married to him. Mostly because he doesn't say the word moist all the time.
Only because you told me not to. And when I want to get lucky, I don't say the things you don't like.
I train him well. Yay! But thank you all for... Oh, wait. Kate said Maine is actually on her list for travel.
Well,
coming, Kate.
Get your ass up here or down here. Where's Kate live?
Out in the Midwest.
Over here.
Over there. Over there.
They're running out of water over there anyways.
Yeah, we got tons of water here. You come on over, Kate. But like Kate and then Dee will come up from the south and have to experience the worst of Maine in the winter and it'll be perfect.
Yeah.
Yay. Missouri. Kate's in Missouri.
Oh, there's plenty of water in Missouri.
Yay. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Have a great weekend, everybody.
We love you very much.
Go pull out some of your old clothes and try them on.
Yeah, go be trendy in a bad way. Oh, wait. I have to do the outro.
Oh, no.
I forgot about it.
Bye, Dee. Bye, Kate.
Bye, everybody. Bye, Doug. Bye, Chris. Bye, Grandma. Bye, John Boy.
Good night.
Good night. If I can find the outro clip.
Thank you for listening to Loving the Strange. Please be sure to like and subscribe. And remember, embrace the strange. New episodes every Saturday, live streaming Fridays. Go get your strange on, friends. Thanks for listening.